There's a full moon this week, the closest of the year, which lends itself to the illustrious anniversaries that also happen every year at this time. There's President's Day, honoring the birth of George Washington, and this is the week that Michelangelo died in 1564. Then there's the English romantic poet John Keats, who died this week in 1821. And for the astronomy world, it's the anniversary of the birth of Nicholas Copernicus, the Polish astronomer who formulated a model of the universe that placed the sun, not the earth, at the center. I'm Mary Stewart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. Now, even though it's the birthday of Copernicus this week, I want to talk about his death, or more specifically, about his bones. You see, the bones of Copernicus were laid in an unmarked grave in the Frombork Cathedral where he worked. And though there's no actual record of his death, there is historical record that on a certain date, someone else assumed his position there. But then in August 2005, the earth yielded up her secrets, and the bones were uncovered, where they had lain for several centuries beneath the cool marble slabs of the cathedral where Copernicus made his naked eye observations. So think back to August 2005. The storm winds of Hurricane Katrina whipped fiercely against the Gulf Coast, and then 1 year later, the International Astronomers Union met in Prague to address the issue of how to define a planet. The word planet means wandering star, so when Copernicus published his research over 500 years ago, the Earth was not yet considered a planet because it wasn't wandering, but in 2005, his bones were uncovered, and the definition of what is a planet emerged. Now, when the moon comes full on Tuesday, it will be closer than any other moon all year. This is because the moon, like all of the planets, orbits in an ellipse. But Copernicus didn't know that. He thought everything was wandering in circles. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stewart Adams.